In the summer of 2004, I was 32 and really single and really probably desperate for love and attention. So I had gone out to California for a week over the July 4th period to visit friends. And I went to a July 4th barbecue, kind of a small party. And the person I was with was actually a former roommate from London, England, who I had met at the hostel where I arrived in London, and we decided to be roommates. So this is not who I ended up dating, by the way. But he took me to this party that was like a co-worker's barbecue. And there was kind of a pretty hot guy. For my standards, pretty hot. Like, anybody would be pretty hot. But he was. Like, he was a Californian. And tall and tan, because it was the summer. And but he had three first names. So that should have been my first clue that this was not going to really end well, even though we met really cute or really slutty. So the barbecue went on, drinks kept going, and eventually we knew we had something because we were fucking in the bathroom. It's the only time in my life I've had sex at a party in a bathroom, which apparently is a thing. And so I finally did it at 32 and have never done it since. Right, so that was date number one, right? Independence Day. So I went from San Diego to San Jose for 24 hours to see a friend who was doing a play. Oh, I used to work at Center Stage. I was an employee of Center Stage when this all happened, so I'm a very theatrical, crazy slut, basically. So went to San Jose and then went to LA for another 3 days where I had been an undergraduate in college. So I was staying with friends and, of course, Mr. Three First Names, who lived down in, like, south of Laguna, came up, and we had date number two. It was wonderful, very romantic, lots more sex, but we were staying at my friend's house, and she was like, you really just brought back this guy you met a few days ago in San Diego, and now you want him to spend the night here in my house? And I'm like, yeah. So, because she was a fabulous person, we let that happen. So, you know, we had these two great experiences, and then we decided we would keep this going, right? Even though I had to come back to Baltimore. So this was in July. So Labor Day weekend, he comes to Baltimore for date number three. Several days, right? An extended date. All goes well. Of course, I think we came here. You know, I had to show him where I work and all those good things. But everything went great to the point where date number four was planned, which was going to be a week in Hawaii. But he was already going. See, he was already going with three of his friends to stay at a condo on Kauai that was his boss's. So, like, a free place to stay. And he was like, well, sure, you can come. And I had this fabulous $600 Delta voucher I had gotten for letting myself get bumped on a Christmas flight. And so I was like, hell yeah, I'm going to Kauai. And I'm like, I'm going to, you know, be on a beach and be having sex again. So this is going to be perfect. It happened to correspond with my birthday week, too, which was fabulous, right? So first week in November. I'm also a Scorpio, so it will surprise you that I'm a slut. So we get there. I think we're there on, we arrive on Sunday. So on Tuesday, which is my birthday, we go out to dinner. And just the two of us. First time we've really had just the two of us time, except, you know, in bed. And I think it's going kind of good. And he dumps me. This is the third day of the week-long trip with all his friends and his boss's condo in Kauai, which is, like, not the most remote, right? But, like, we were sort of up there, like, kind of near the road to Hana or whatever. Or is that Maui? No, I can't even remember. I'm confusing my islands. That's Maui. But there's that whole, like, northwestern quadrant of Kauai that, like, you can't go anywhere. And that's sort of where we were staying. So that was on day three, right? But at dinner, right? He dumps me at dinner, my birthday dinner, in Hawaii. And we get back to the condo. And, of course, all his friends knew he was going to drop the bomb on me. And we walk in through the, you know, the door. And CNN is on because, oh, did I mention it was election day? And so Bush was just declared the winner for his second term. And that is how you have a really bad breakup that will never be topped.